Why have I quit my job? Why have I, you know, bought a van? And why am I going to drive around the country? Well, I'm passionate about the idea that you need to be heard. And I want to stitch these stories together across the states. We're going to find the commonalities. And it's going to be really an amazing experience. And I look forward to you joining me on the job.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Mental Health Today. I'm your host, Ken Stearns. Another episode here from Palm Springs on my way. Really just landed in California, the 47th state on my tour. You saw the van there. And that was that audio of me pontificating. That was really almost 2 years ago recorded when I was living in Vietnam and kind of imagining what I may find as a common thread. And definitely not on my bingo card was mental health. But mental health was the bingo winner. I mean, it turned out to be on basically covered the whole bingo card and it was going to win no matter what. It was literally in almost every story that I heard of people just sharing their personal life stories and the struggle of mental health, the journey that they had. It was fascinating. So I started this show on March 3rd of this year. There are about 100 episodes done and had some great guests on. Especially people, you know, mostly people from within the industry. I really wanted, that was the purpose, to get people on and to hear what they're doing and how to address the mental health crisis. And this is great because I'm meeting Patrice and Hassan, and they're also in the game, you know, so they're newly, just like me, newly minted podcasters and newly minted in the mental health space. And I got to say, I like it because you guys are talking to, you know, it's men. Right, it's men's mental health, and you know this is a tough nut to crack. You know, how are you today? I'm fine. You know, we are the last ones to ever admit things are going not well. So, guys, you know, really kudos to you for doing the retail version of this and getting down and driving the conversation for men. And I like the fact that you're on both coasts. You know, you got us up in the north. You know, you got us to the South, and Hassan was sharing that you've got people listening all around the world already on 10 episodes. So really well done, guys. Welcome to the show. How about a little intro on yourselves, where you're from and where you're living, and how did you end up, you know, becoming podcasters? Because this wasn't on your bingo card last year.
No, this was my, hi, my name is Hassan. This was not on my bingo card. I did not start out to be a podcaster, but, the world of mental health found me in my early 20s after some traumatic experiences and some things that I had to deal with. Some mental health diagnoses came up. I identify with PTSD, anxiety, depression, also some bipolar disorder as well. And I also have substance use in my background as well. So dual diagnosis. And when I first entered this world, I didn't have anybody to really show me the way, no one to talk to guide me through it. I felt completely alone. And as you said, as a man, we're taught to be the I'm fine generation. I'm okay. Nothing's bothering me. But I met Pat in 2018. We worked at a nonprofit agency together. And we were just on different peer teams, but we would see each other in meetings, and we both thought we had great ideas, great participation, and good sense of humor, same kind of music that we liked. Okay, and then Pat moved to California, and we lost touch for a little bit. It broke, you know.
Sorry.
But he reached out to me was it 2021, Pat? We've been doing this for, we've been talking for a while now.
Yeah.
In about 2021, and Pat, I'll let you tell how you reached out to me and what happened from there.
Yeah, so a little bit similar to what Hassan was saying, different stories. My story, I would say, with mental health started earlier, but you don't find that out until later. So, yeah. But yeah, I had my biggest mental health challenges just before I turned 40. So, and I'm 48 right now. So it's been 8-9 years since my major depression. I had to deal with panic attacks, anxiety, and it led me to a suicide attempt. So I'm a suicide attempt survivor. Dang. Thankfully, I'm here. To do all of this. So these challenges led me to discover a peer support specialist. So as a profession, I completely changed career. I used to be in marketing and medical devices. And after all my challenges, I went back to same time of jobs, but I knew something was wrong. I wanted to do something different and give back. So I became a certified peer specialist, and years went by. I worked in the field. I've done a couple of things, and it was on my mind to start a podcast for a little while. And I was like, oh, I want to find, you know, somebody, a partner, a co-host. And even though we didn't knew each other that well, I was like, oh, I'm sure there was a connection, you know, a human connection there. And I wanted to do more with this guy, but, you know, I went across the country and did other stuff. So when I reached out to Hassan, and he just said, oh, man, great timing. And we just started the idea, bounce around what I had in my mind. And we just started from there. And like you said, knowing the need for men to speak up and speak out. So that's how it came to the idea, and we started the podcast. We'll be celebrating our first year early November with 10 episodes. Yeah.
That's amazing. Did you guys know of each other's struggles before you started talking after really. Like, yeah.
Not really. What we did actually is we spent about a year, almost 11 months meeting every couple of days to talk to each other over Zoom, to really get to know each other, establish that connection, you know, build that rapport, build that real like genuineness. And I feel like we were able to do that and capture that. And then we launched the show in last November. So we prepared, and I feel like it comes across as genuine, and I'm very proud of that.
I love that.
And we talked about, you know, the preparation, but also I think our signature is authenticity. So yes, we're prepared. We know what we're doing, what we want to do, but we want to keep it real. So we don't want to be scripted. We don't want to, you know, follow a certain, you know, way of doing. We still yet want to be organized, you know, but it still has to be natural. And we were laughing at the beginning of the episode saying, yeah, we'll just roll with it, and we're good with that.
that's our wheelhouse, right?
Yeah.
My brother is, I've just been talking with my brothers about what I'm doing, and, you know, how to get some advice on how to shape the story and everything. And my one brother, who's the lawyer, very, you know, super smart guy, and just sees stuff so instantly. It's like, you know, it's like the weirdest thing. I feel like I sometimes look at stuff when you're in it, you have this opaque thing you can't see. And sometimes people on the outside, it's very clear. And just a couple of recommendations he had for me. And one was, he said, you should get some kind of designation after your name. You should get in the business. You should jump in. You should show your colors. You know, you should show your commitment. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm doing the podcast. And he's like, yeah, but that's all for you. Like, that's not, he goes, you're not in their business. You're talking about their business, but you're not in it. It's like, you know, you lay down at night and your stupid older brother's message is, you know, banging around in your head. and when I heard it, I immediately, of course, I agreed. Like, it's absolutely smart, right? It's just so logical. So anyway, I was just researching peer support specialist certification here in Nevada. Looks like a great program, and I'm excited to go through it. I think so. My point of that was what you guys doing coming from the fabric of the business. I mean, you are literally rubber meets road. It doesn't get more pure than a peer specialist, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's literally the starting point, and it's the, you know, it's the most, boy, that's the raw two people that are, you know, one that's not really recovered talking to one who doesn't even know they need to be recovered. You know, it's right. You know, wow, you talk about lending a hand to somebody when you're holding on to the rail yourself. And, you know, what a beautiful thing. So I think you guys will have, you know, great success with, especially when you start to choose different guests as you kind of grow.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what is it? Are you going to, do you have plans on themes by month, or what's your kind of strategy now? Because even I'm thinking through this now about how to structure the show. And like you, and I think you said, Patrice, it doesn't have to be planned, but there should be some strategy to it, or some planning, some organization.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll let Hassan jump in. But yeah, it's a good question. And we definitely wanted to make it, you know, natural, authentic, as we are, and have guests on the show. And I do appreciate any advice. And as we started the show, but when we started to, you know, explore the podcast, how to do it and learn. Mm. So one thing that stuck in my mind was that, well, don't try to make it perfect. Just do the, look at your basics, you know, learn and just launch it. And because I tend to be a little bit of a perfectionist, and I'm like, but I'm also action oriented. But so, yeah. And when I spoke with Hassan, I said, okay, I watched those, you know, tutorial how to do from guys who are successful. And I said, just what the hell, just get the tools you can and get a partner, a co-host, or, and just jump. So that's what we're doing. So I think there's a lot of space, and it's exciting. There's a lot of space for, you know, expanding and improving. Hassan, do you want to jump in?
Yeah, absolutely. And just some ideas that we've been kicking around, or we want to, you know, and include more different cultures, more diversity, more different adversity as well, different groups of men, and anyone who can feel like follow along and listen. You know, it's aimed towards men, but anybody can, you know, learn something, you know, from it, hopefully. But we wanted to give the primary, like we want to build a space where men can speak authentically and genuinely and in a safe place. And that even if it's just like, hey, how are you doing? But dive deeper into that a little bit in just a real way, and just be there with somebody, not for them or fixing anybody or fixing anything, but being with the person, being with our guests. Mm. And we've had guests talk about different peer support kind of advocacy going around in Massachusetts. We've had a guest from one of the top psychiatric hospitals in the country. He's a certified peer specialist. We had him on the show as well. And we've had some, just my roommate on the show as well, my best friend, and he spoke his story and told his truth. So we have a lot of different directions where we can go in and give people space to really just be themselves as we're trying to be ourselves at the same time.
I love that. Not trying to fix it, just listening, open, holding the space for the conversation and kind of letting it happen. I think for guys, you get a lot of listeners that are just listening. You know, we're guys, right? We're just going to listen. You know, even if you guys, I could see this being like a call-in radio show with you guys, you know, almost. I don't know how that's possible, but I wish it was. But so we've got, you know, it's chat, right? And if you do a live show, if you do something like this on StreamYard, like we have here, you know, there is a live chat. So you can get some people maybe having conversations with each other, or at least saying hello. You know, sometimes just saying hello. Just, you know, we could say that to anybody listening. Just type something in.
Yeah.
What's your next episode coming up? What's your next plan? Who's next, or what's the next show?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we're looking into, we got a couple recommendation and connections through people we know. So we spoke about having other cultures. Hassan and I have all different backgrounds too, from family and where we're from and our ethnicity as well. But so looking into the African American culture, Asian culture, where we know that it's definitely hyper taboo to talk about the mental health, and especially for men within those communities. So we're looking to have a man from one of those communities to talk to us how it is. And also the thing is that we realized that it just came naturally with our connections that we had peer specialists on the show. We didn't want to make our show a peer specialist show, even though Hassan and I are both peer specialists, but we do as well, of course, as part of our profession, share our own story at the same time. But we wanted to open it up to any man who's has their struggle, maybe they're still struggling, but also found, you know, some of their recovery tools and how they're coping and how they're thriving right now without being, you know, in, like you said, in the business or in the field of mental health. So that's kind of also, that's where we're heading for in the short term right now.
Yeah. And I think there's some great candidates that I've interviewed on both shows. And I think, The Jar would be a good one because we've got a good, we have a good summary system there, you know, the hooks, you know, the hooks, you know, so we have a good description of the guest. So you could just scroll through and you can just see what kind of guest might interest you. It's, you know, if you're going for men, it's easy. There's half or done. And then you can see kind of a little bit about their bio and then you can hear the hook. Right. And you're like, yeah, maybe we want to, you know, okay, like just, you know, go. So you go find 20 candidates and, you know, then go back and narrow it down to 10. And, you know, then you got a, you got another couple months, got another couple months worth.
Yeah, no, that's great. And we were just talking about it because we've been busy too, busy with our work. And Hassan started his new job and with all different projects we had. So, and we said the same thing when we reconnected a couple of weeks ago. So, we do want to put more time, you know, and effort in our podcast because we love it. We're still excited, like it's the first day about it, and you know it's still new. But there's so much to cover. I think we can go on for a while. But we definitely that's one thing we know and we want to, you know, spend more time on it to increase our visibility, our outreach, and because we haven't done much on that front, just like I said, the basics and just use the tools we have, but there's definitely more that we can do in that area.
I think we definitely want to expand and grow and like that, but I just want to circle back real quick about what Pat was saying. Not only do we want to hear about, you know, the struggles and like the what you went through and things like that, but the triumphs, the strengths, the resiliency, those things that men that have, you know, that characterize most, you know, some men, the how are you resilient in a situation? And what did you, how did you grow? How did you get out of it? What was your tool for that? Your recovery tool, as Pat said, that's important to the show as well.
Yeah. And who you are on the other side, right? The difference of person. I think it's like interesting, Patrice, when you were saying your, you know, kind of your journey, you get the, I get that dichotomy of a person, right? On one side of the recovery, you know, not, you're not, it's obviously you're, we're still in that growth, right? But for you, it's that black and white moment and the shift and how you're a different person and how people can't, you know, what is it, this Stephen, I've come to this man about five times this week, Stephen Colbert being, interviewed by Cooper Anderson, And just when he says, he's basically says, you know, every struggle, I think it's essentially what he's saying is every struggle in life is a gift from God. You know, to exist is to experience struggle. Like to exist is struggle. Like living is struggling. And he's like, that's the gift. Struggle is the gift.
Yeah. But you lose sight of that almost automatically when you're in the dark, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, and it's just like, but he's been through some, I mean, his journey is not pretty. Like he's been through some, he's had some, I think he lost his son. I mean, he's had a dark, like he's had some, he looks all happy and smiley and stuff and he plays funny guy, but the reality is he's had a hard, like some hard stuff. He's overcome some stuff. And it just, so the interview is powerful in that, you know, he's been through this, the stuff, right? And for him to have that and to say, that's it, man. You know, that's the beauty. So to know, I think, so I guess what I'm trying to say, Patrice, is, you know, in that moment, if there was somebody able to tell you or a show you could listen to, a podcast you could hear where people are saying, no, the beauty is in the struggle. When I've come out now, you know, now I see it's even more beautiful, you know, because now I know these are tools. These are things that I went through so I could help somebody else.
Yeah. And it's also what I'm what I like and I'm trying to sell, not to sell. It's maybe it's a too much of a word, but contradictions and contraries, and to me they're natural and they're I accept them, and I like trying to tell people, yeah, I'm happy, but I sometimes still have suicidal thoughts. People will say, man, you're crazy, like you're not happy if you still have thought. Well, no, I'm happy, seriously. I'm not lying when I say that, but sometimes, you know, if a struggle, a hardship comes, my reflex will be, oh man, like, and sometimes now it's not, I have tools to deal with it. And I say, whoa, okay, that's a little bit extreme. And I calm down. I carry on with my life. But sometimes, I cannot lie. I have to say, it can come up. But I like these things. I like to challenge, you know, status quo, challenge, change the, you know, break the stigma, do paradigm shift around mental health or even around suicide, the way we talk about it. So that's what we want to bring to the show as well and say, well, you said it, like, we've lived through these things, but we also studied as well. No, we're not psychiatrists. We haven't studied, you know, for those many years, but we use our lived experience. We talk with I statement. It's how I feel. And then you discover other people feel the same. And how can we get together and, you know, not spread the news, but, you know, spread the word and say, no, man, you're not crazy. If you feel like this or like that, like, this is valid and you can talk about it. And people try to have people have more compassion and acceptance around it.
It's beautifully said. Watching the people that I get on, and as they share those kind of moments, you can imagine someone listening sometimes, right? And just like you had just said about two of the suicide thoughts. I mean, you don't think you're alone, right, Patrice? You know, you're not the only human walking around with those thoughts, right? And so you're right. When you say it and you normalize it, people start going, okay, so when that happens, I'm not cray cray. You know, other people are fighting, you know, when they have a hard time, and you get triggered and you lose control of your emotions, and you have, it could go a few different ways. And definitely your brain is, if you're, especially if that was your default mechanism before, and you're still trying to squelch it. Oof. Hassan, man, where did you find this guy?
It was a match made in heaven. And not only for this podcast, not only for the show, but for my life. Pat has enriched my life in so many ways. And he's taught me that you can have both of those worlds happening inside of you at the same time. I can have the sadness, I can have the happiness and still move on. And I, for my story, you know, I used to, you talk about the person on the other side, right? The before and after the shift. I used to not like myself. I used to feel ashamed and guilt and pain and anger. But today I'm like proud of the person that I've become and who I, you know, I want people to know that I was, quote unquote, a homeless drug addict with mental health issues on the street. Like, you can be, but I'm human. I'm a human being first. I'm a person. I'm a brother. I'm a son. I'm a friend. And people need to know that, you know, people need to share that with each other. I'm passionate about that.
You see what I found too? So
exactly. Man. Whoa, that is a great dichotomy. Like, the passion starts squeaking. Like, it's, I'm not sure you can, like, once he gets excited, can you calm him down, or is it enough?
No, we both get excited and nobody.
Yeah, Hassan's getting wound up, man. He's gonna just start jumping up and down. But I love the passion, right? If you know, you've been that person sitting on the street looking at the cars going by, going, you know, sir. I hope someone throws me a 20.
Yes, sir.
You know, going by people, this is the first time I start to engage with homeless people in my life, for sure. Looking at them as humans, because I've met, like, I've had and interviewed so many people that have been homeless, been on the streets, something happened, been in jail a dozen times, half a dozen, you know, people in jail and everything. Mm-hmm. I'm sure if you were on the streets and drug, you've been in jail. You know, I'm sure you had some good conversations with the popo.
Great conversations. some not so good ones.
You know, so it's that, this humanizing, you know, not just people on, you know, all of us. And I think it's so easy for us as humans sometimes to demonize people that we don't know. We've never heard from, you know, either, you know, even famous people on, you know, the internet. You know, people have opinions about Joe Rogan and they've maybe never listened to his show, you know, but they have a strong opinion either way. All kinds of stuff. So it's the same thing, like a homeless person. We don't even know the person. And, you know, we don't even see him. You don't want to see him as human, Pat. I think that's what it is. Like, I don't want to see myself in Hassan.
No, absolutely. We don't. And I don't know. It's like I feel we're used to it. And even lately, maybe a month ago, I was with a colleague and we walked, and I did walk by. And
yeah,
I
didn't
stop. Sure. Usually I would stop, help the person. I would ask, hey, what do you need? Do you want food? Yeah. But I was chatting with my colleague, and it's not an excuse on the sidewalk. And we just walk. My colleague hold my arm and say, hey, wait. We turn around and ask the person, are you okay? Is there anything you need? And I was like, how the hell did I just keep going? Like, usually I always stop, and I don't know, but you're right. Like, but and also asking the person their name, they have a name too. So
they have a not name.
Not just giving money or food, and say that I try to hand out and say, hey, what's your name, man?
What's your name?
John, have a good day, John. So and other of my colleagues, they make it it's natural for them, but they make also the effort to say hello to everybody, how are you doing, and people on the street, whoever they are. So yeah, but it's, you're right, like, seeing we're all human beings, and we remain human beings despite what's happening.
I have this big van I drive around in, and I was going to a guest's house, and I don't give money out. I've been giving out usually just acknowledgement and conversation. And if I've gotten some t-shirts or free coffee mugs or anything I've gotten of value, I'll kind of pass it out, keep it at the door. But anyway, this one time, this guy was there in the home, and it just perfect. I hit the red light. He's right there. I'm his first customer. And, you know, he looks rough. Roll down the window, and I don't have money for you, but I have a card. I have a question. My business cards are questions from the show. So I offered him a question of the day, and it's very humanizing, right? It's like we're having a real human interaction, and he probably doesn't get these very often. And so he picks a card, and he looks at me, and he looks sad as fuck. And I ask, what's your question? Cause I don't know. Each, you know, I give you 20 choices and each one's different. I don't know what he gets. And he says, what would you name this chapter of your life? And he said a name. I would call it Margaret. And I said, okay. And he goes, because Margaret was my mom, and since she passed away, this is what's happened to me.
Whoa.
Wow.
And you, and just, and then, and like, you know, and it's like beep, 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 and the whole car's behind me. And I'm like, I'm driving away, and my heart is, you know, I feel like I'm dragging my heart behind the truck, like it's hanging out the truck and bouncing off the road. You know, but this is what people are dealing with. The guy's on the side of the road. I mean, it's just something happened to him. It happened to him, right? And he wasn't prepared. And it took him into a place, you know, that I hope he got out of.
It's that simple. It's that simple. You know, things can happen to anybody at any time. You know, it's just the way it is. And that's why if we humanize it, if we try to treat each other just like people, ask each other a name, hand somebody out a question. I love that. And just interact and communicate and connect. Connection is big. You know, if we connect,
the human connection.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did read, or just was talking to somebody about how important that is in for us. And so I guess if you are on the street and you're not getting those moments, that could lead down even further depression, further psychosis, you know, even harder to get out. Got the Facebook. So you guys have got you're on the Mental, the podcast.
It's actually Mutual Mental Podcast.
Mutual Mental Podcast. Okay, this is what came up on Facebook for whatever reason.
Okay.
Maybe I got the wrong one. Let's make sure we get that in there the right way. Let me edit that. So it should be Mutual Mental.
Yes, please.
Yep.
Yeah. Let me make sure I don't want to mess with that. So you've got that site up, and you're on all the platforms?
Yeah, we're on Facebook, Instagram. Also, you can find us on Buzzsprout, www.buzzsprout.mutualmental.com.
Okay.
Yeah, it's mutual. Yeah. And we're not on LinkedIn, but I do post some of our – I repost some of our posts, or I use my own LinkedIn, but we haven't created a mutual mental – podcast, you know,
the page
or account on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
So,
you can do it. It's quite easy. I just set mine up under my account as well.
Yeah.
Very cool. So, trying to think of what else I want to cover. What else you guys want to share about the show, or, you know, about what you're thinking about next, or maybe some observations so far about the show?
I would say that I think we're headed in a, you know, we're still young, we're still new, we're coming up on our first year, like we said, in early November, and we just hit our 500 download mark. So that's a pretty big achievement for us, and we want to grow and expand off that. It's given me a new sort of like energy, like seeing that number, and like, if that's what we can do, like, how much further can I go? And I want to continue not only just numbers and stats, but like, I really, my ultimate is to give people the space, a safe space where they can just let go.
Yeah. And Ken, you talked about the interaction, and we had that thought too, like it would be cool to have that interaction, you know, with listeners. So either through the chat, or we always invite people to, you know, use the email address or our website to send us some comments. And we do get some comments once in a while, but I think if we opening it up and, you know, having people to comment or do, I know you do the live shows and, you know, just expand a little bit more for more interaction, I think that would be cool.
Yeah. I don't know why I get that kind of vibe, but you guys seem like very much like the live call in kind of a show, because you're both, you know, you complement each other so well, that you'd be really good as a live show in some way, shape, or form. I like a call-in show. I feel like you guys are like old DJs that are like from, you know, you're two guys that died in, you know, separate car accidents, you know, 40 years ago, and you were reborn as you are now, and you're like some sort of ancient DJ from another planet. Just got that kind of a vibe, and I think you would do so, like the conversation you would do so well, and you'd get such. I'm sure that I'm going to go back and watch some of the show or listen to some of the podcasts, but I really look forward to seeing how it evolves. You guys will find your feet, right? You'll find your feet and just keep do more. My only advice, just keep going more, be consistent, and produce more for a little while.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, more in the short term, and then you'll find your groove faster. You'll find your niche, I think, if you just start to crank them out. Like you said, Hassan, don't worry about the quality so much. You know, this is a great platform because you can just hang up and it's done. Mm-hmm. You know, but if you want, but again, making sure the quality of the episodes and everything else is, you know, you want to have that professional look. It's a balance, man, between volume and quality. And
it is. We're learning, we're finding our feet, and we're going to keep moving forward.
Yeah.
This has been amazing. This has been an incredible opportunity. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thanks. Thanks for the invitation. That's great.
Yeah, thanks, guys, very much, both Patrice and Hassan, for doing what you're doing. I love being able to say that, you know, meeting another podcaster who's out there talking mental health and with men. It's a great two things I really love. And I love your style, and I love the whole setup you've got. Thanks again for being guests and taking time out. I've got one more little commercial to run. So hang around with me for 30 seconds, and then I'll see you on the other side.
All right.
Sounds good.
Thanks, everybody, for that's stuck around and listened to the show on audio versions. Really appreciate that. Find whatever program you're on. Go find the recommendation. Give us a little love there. Give us a rating. Give us some nice words. Hit the little bell so you know when we have a new show. And then finally, share the episode. Thanks again, guys. See you in 30.
Yeah, loose, baby.
But we're about to go and make this vessel with these great professionals in public glass. We're not part of the community, but we're from the outer family of glass blowing. Yeah, we're going to go make a magical giant jar with optic lenses so that if you turn it, it changes all the time. So if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.